Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this hump day Wednesday. Get your feet on the floor, jumpstart your day with your boys. Lots of playoff baseball yesterday and last night. Lots to watch, man. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. All right, just still not awake for some reason. Other than that, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm good. I watched a lot of baseball yesterday. I was talking to you guys about that Guardians game. That was I feel like that was an all-timer for people. If you like baseball and you're not one guy that just wants to see home run after home run after home run, it was a 2-1 game.
Yeah.
And then in the bottom of the ninth, they get a man on third, no outs, and can't get him home in a one-run game. And Tarik Skubal just – Gavin Williams looked great until he didn't. He gave up a base runner and then another one, and they pulled him. But Tarik Skubal had 14 Ks yesterday.
His career high tied the Tigers playoff high.
Just ridiculous.
Hey, we had a historic meltdown. You know our answer? Let's put Tarik Skubal in game one of the playoffs.
Well, I mean, as long as you can do that, reset the batteries there and go, hey, it's 0-0. We didn't lose all these games. We're here. Now all you have to do is beat Cleveland, and then we play someone else.
Once you get in, you're in. Second season. Really, this doesn't matter.
If you can do that, because there are some people that will just keep saying it, and then it just filters in. It's just like you're carrying that with you. But when you have a stopper, and Tarik Skubal is absolutely that.
Yeah, he is that.
I mean, he
Stop the nonsense.
He just came in, and I was watching. At one point, I'm watching. I'm like, what? Isn't Skubal supposed to pitch? And then I went to my phone and realized he did. He just threw 10 pitches last inning and got everyone out.
Yeah.
You know, like it was, like I was on my phone. I'm probably doing some work or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I looked up. I was like, I thought we got three outs. The Guardians, because I had Gavin Williams in my DFS lineups and I had the under in the game. So I'm obviously rooting for no runs. And I'm like, what the hell happened? He was just so good yesterday. So good. So good. Sorry.
Speaking of which, the Yankee Red Sox game, another good one as well.
Yeah, it's nice to see Aaron Judge got two hits in the postseason finally.
It's funny. It's the first thing I looked at when I was checking the box score to see if he got any hits.
I mean, I'm saying it tongue-in-cheek because I hate when people do that, but this is how the narratives build. This is how
Kershaw had the same reputation.
Lamar's got it now in football. Yeah.
It's funny, though, because I think did I read that he has 19 career postseason hits going into yesterday and 8 of them were home runs?
Who, Judge?
Yeah.
How many did he do his first, like, year or two?
He has his home runs to hits. Overall, you're right, he's not very good, but the amount of home runs that he has during that time, a little bit of hits are unreal.
Here's something that's funny. I was talking to Mark Zeno, a former worker here, and he said something to me. He goes, Aaron Judge is the best right-handed hitter of all time. And I went, yeah, I don't know about that. Like for me, even just saying it, I said the first two guys I brought up, and I'm just thinking of today, not yesteryear or even before that when Ed was born. Wait, what was before yesteryear? Was it AD?
Pre-yesteryear.
It was AD?
Yeah.
It's BC. <Yeah. laughs> No, but he was talking about it, and I said, well, how about Miguel Cabrera?
I think
Miguel How about Cabrera. Albert Pujols? These are just guys.
How about Manny Ramirez?
Yeah. These are guys that were in his era. And I'm going, Judge has been incredible for being that.
To already give him that is tough.
To be the best, one of the best home run hitters in the American League in all of baseball and to win the batting title is absurd.
Here's, he's Okay, this will tell you, this will give you what Aaron Judge is. His career postseason batting average is .205.
Woof.
Okay, but his career OPS in the postseason is .768. So do you want me to give you the power numbers?
No.
That means he has 45 postseason hits, 16 of home runs.
Good God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess when you
That's why the OPS is that high.
When you run into one, you run into one.
Yeah, see, out of his 45 career postseason hits, 22 of them are extra base hits because that's six doubles. So, yeah, he does batting average, on-base percentage, .318, not very good, but don't let him run into one. That's all I'm saying. Don't let him run into one.
You got to pitch him inside.
Yeah,
you better. Leave anything out over the plate.
Better get way inside.
Let him extend. Man. But, you know, like...
He has four World Series hits. Mm. One of them home run. He has an .836.
I wonder if that. I wonder if that home run was a meaningless one late, too, where, you know, like, again, the piling on that happens with it.
Yeah.
But I was watching that Yankees-Red Sox game, and I'm going, man, because I picked the Yankees, but I don't want to root for either one of those teams. So, like,
I do.
When the Red Sox scored, I went, oh, all right. Oh, damn it, I have the Yankees.
I will root against the Yankees, against everyone except Boston. Go Yankees.
I'm with you in that. Yeah.
Go Yankees. I will hate you in the next round. Get to the next round so I can hate you. But for right now,
I just, can both teams lose?
That would be nice.
No,
but no. So considering that, man, I hope they even up the series tonight. I just hate the Boston Red Sox. I hate everything Boston, man.
Well, they lost Giolito for at least the series, maybe more.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Tyreek Hill, torn ACL, missed the remaining of the season. Ed, some people are saying that's going to be career threatening for him.
Looked nasty. I mean, it was a horrific injury.
They said not only the rest of this year, but he's probably going to miss all of next year.
Yeah.
Or his career.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, you forget. I think people just get used to these guys get destroyed on a weekly basis. It's the only sport we have these incredible injuries week to week. And then when's he coming back? Because, you know, surgery fixes everything. Not always.
Yeah.
Not always. And that was nasty.
I wish him the best, but I hope while he's out, he realizes all the complaining and the whining that he does about his incredible career and his incredible life, now it's threatened not to have that again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Come back with a new perspective. Tyreek Hill, like no one, deserves this. Let me get that out of the way. However, I'm hoping that he gets a little bit more perspective, a little better perspective on the blessing that it is to play pro football, because he is a guy that, in my opinion, complains when he has nothing to complain about.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely does.
That's why he's in Miami.
Definitely does. Yeah. His behavior just sucks, though.
Thank you. That's the
best. It just sucks.
I was reaching for a best way to say it.
That's it.
And that's it. That's it right there.
His behavior sucks. I mean, his violence history, and maybe not that thing that was caught on camera with it was the Miami police.
Yeah.
You're lucky they didn't kick your ass.
Exactly.
I mean, it's...
And some guys, man, on other teams, when things like this happen, you're like, you feel a pit in your gut for them. You're like, damn, man. This one, you say the right things because you realize, as a decent human being, you got to say the right things.
Yeah, you don't want to be terrible.
Yeah. That's why.
That's right, because it's like, when bad people pass away, people have, you know, a history of doing terrible things, and don't speak ill of the dead. Why? Why? You lead a bad life. You're a bad person. Like, and now you say, "Oh, wow, you know." No, I don't. I don't get that at all. Call him as you see him. Like
they get the one day of everybody. We had a funeral. I'm not even going to say who it was for. There was a funeral for someone in our family who nobody liked. Nobody in the family liked him at all. Like at all. He was just an awful person. And then watching people get up there and try to say nice things about him, I'm like, you made that up.
I've been
you made that up.
I went to one of those funerals too.
Yeah.
I've known this man almost all my life.
I
don't remember any of this. No, none of this. Do you have faith in Cooper Rush? We'll wait on that at 6:30, but on the other side, the Baltimore Suns, Brian Wacker reports that Lamar Jackson will be out until at least the bye week. Hopefully return against Chicago. What happens to the Ravens then? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Any of our players are not into the next guy steps up and we plan to go win the football game. I mean, that's it. I wouldn't have to tell the guys that. It's not something I got to talk to them about. That's what we do. And guys relish their opportunity when that time comes, just like the guys did in this last game. And they build off of that. And it's our job to put them in the best position to be successful as coaches. That's our job. That's what we're supposed to do. And that's what we're required to do. And that's what we owe it to the team and to the fans and everybody to do.
Broken bones everywhere.
That's what it is. Yeah, no doubt. Coach Harbaugh talked about the next man up philosophy, and that's not coaches speak. It has to be that. Now, are the capabilities the same? No. No. But that's the mentality. That guy, Cooper Rush, can't go into the game on Sunday and think, Ed, well, I'm no Lamar Jackson, but I guess I'll go out here and try my best. No, he has to relish the opportunity in the moment and go in there and try to win the game. That's his only job.
Of course. I mean, look, the guy's an NFL quarterback, and he did a good job for the Cowboys. He's not Lamar Jackson, but he's not a scrub. But it's not Lamar Jackson. So, I mean, it's a different team.
I did laugh when someone said, hey, Shador Sanders could be getting his first start. Oh, wait a minute. He said no to the Ravens. You know, like when you think back about the opportunities that happen in this league, you never know when it's going to come up. And as Rob's pointing out, like, yeah, sure, you could get Wally Pipp that somebody could come in and outplay you and you're out for a long period of time. In the NFL, I mean, they'll release you the next season. It doesn't matter.
They will.
But at this point, you know, you're looking at it. This is why you trust in guys like Eric DaCosta because they draft well. You're just hoping it can hold up and weather the storm until you get healthy again.
Yeah, unfortunately, if you're Cooper Rush, you take it over for a three-time MVP. I'm sorry, Jeremy. A two-time MVP. And
did you know Cooper Rush was 9-5 one year?
Yes.
I don't know how I know that. Oh, Sean. Thanks, Rashawn. Yeah. 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 Nah. Cooper Rush.
Nah. I'm not at all feeling good about this. I'm just telling you that now.
Well, as Ken pointed out Ken McCusick said that it was, a 61% chance that, they still win this division. Even being at 1-3, everything, there's still a 61% chance, which is why I think it's something that we need to start taking a longer look at. That I understand they're 1-3. I understand everything looks terrible. The schedule does lighten up, and you should be favored in almost every one of these games.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get healthy and put it together, there's still time to put this season together and you know, that all of your dreams and aspirations this year aren't over just yet. But
yeah, hopes and dreams.
Yeah. It's getting thinner and thinner every time you lose one of these games. So just have to wait and see. But I just think it's going to be tough, man. When you look at the way that things have gone, because like, here's the other part of it. As you sit here, you have these injuries and you're going, all right, next man up. Well, what happens when the next guy gets hurt that's behind that guy? And that's exactly what's happened in the D-line. So the guys you would be asking up to step up and do more are now, they're out too. And now you're asking guys that have never done it before to do it at this level. So,
I mean, I don't know whether, I don't think they're going to be favored in all their games now. Like a week ago, I said, yeah, for sure. I don't see, it's a different team. Look, they've dropped, I don't know if you follow power rankings, so I like looking at them, see what people are thinking or writing about. The Ravens have dropped to 15th in ESPN power rankings.
Mm-hmm.
That's middle of the league. That's mediocrity. That's not good.
Can we pull back the curtain here and let everybody know what's going on? Because I think something just happened.
What?
So Rob had to leave. He had to go to the bathroom, right?
Yes.
I think he sharted. That's what I believe. That's what I believe happened. Because he did tell us right before that, that he had gas, right? And then it was a very abrupt, "Ooh, I got to go."
Yeah.
I don't know that he'll admit to it, but.
It was sudden. It was rather sudden.
He went like this, "Ooh."
I wasn't going to say anything, but.
I was. He wasn't here yesterday. I get to say whatever.
It's going to look great on camera. Very soon.
I got a racing stripe in the back.
Oh, cameras. Ay, ay.
Yeah, for people on Joe, why don't you fill people in with these cameras? Where can they find us?
Yeah, it'll be on YouTube and the Odyssey app. I had a meeting with some of the people at corporate that are like setting the cameras up.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Looks pretty slick, man. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
But it'll be a little while longer. Some of the way that the cameras are set up, it's not looking how they want. I also said, could we get another camera? Because like we have Mike Preston in studio. And they're like, the guy was like, "Look, man, we had a small budget. I worked really hard to just get this." And I was like, "So we're just going to have an omnipotent Mike Preston voice on Monday mornings."
Just put his photograph up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he might have to like come sit next to you, Jeremy, or something like that, because you can turn the cameras on, like a little bit. Maybe he'll just be right over your left shoulder.
There's room over here, Mike. Let Presto know. He can come sit next to me now. But yeah, so look, we'll be on camera and... should be interesting to say the least. And somebody had a great idea.
Can't stand up, can't eat, can't do anything.
I don't think I do any of that stuff anyway. I get up like once or twice if I have to go to the bathroom. That's about it. But the cool thing about this is
he's still gone.
Yeah. The cool thing about this is that we have a situation where now people. I mean, I think this has become kind of the norm now with seeing radio shows on television or on some sort of format. I mean, all the podcasts out there, there's even actual networks that's all they do is they're podcasting and they're on video, whether you want to call them vlogs, whatever. It'll be kind of cool. One person did have a really good idea, which it'll probably happen by itself, that Rob and Ed come in suits or tuxes and I dress up like Adam Sandler. But I think that's, what, Thursday?
It's like every day.
It's every day here. So. But anyway, back to the Ravens and what's going on with them. With the report from Brian Wacker about Lamar being out 2 to 3 weeks. Now, we always do the same thing. It's like, oh, he'll be back at this point. I thought Joe made a great point yesterday because the bye gets intertwined there. So he'll actually end up getting an extra week off if they decide to go that route.
They're not?
Huh?
What do you mean? They're not getting...
No, I'm saying like if you can use the bye week as another week off.
Yeah.
As opposed to saying, oh, he's back in 2 to 3 weeks when you have the bye in there.
Yeah. I was saying this yesterday. So just off, it's a friend saying that usually I don't like early buys. You like see them in November, mm-hmm. whenever, you know, the latest you can get them. Now I'm happy because this came at a good time because they're so banged up. I mean, it just gives you that extra time to heal, hopefully get people back. Mm-hmm. This is stunning to see how badly this has gone.
Well, yeah, and again, like, that's the one. That's the one spot you can't afford to have anything go wrong. I don't care about Cooper Rush and how good he's been. He could be great.
Well, they were the healthiest team in the NFL last year.
Yeah.
The last 2 years, actually. They were remarkably healthy. And now it's just...
Yes.
You didn't have an accident, did you?
No, I got there in time.
Okay. I thought.
Did you tell people what happened?
I told everyone. I told everyone, and I said, please call a friend and have them tune in because I'm getting ready to break some news. I said, I think Rob had an accident.
No, I did not.
He had the look on his face. It was, ooh.
It was a sudden departure.
There was no. I mean, he at least got a warning out because you could have just ran, and I'd have just started laughing,
closing the doors on the plane.
It said,
"Hey, why was it chunky?"
You know, we have another meeting.
Oh yeah, somebody didn't like my World of Stupid story yesterday and sent an email.
You're doing it again.
Wah. You know, I didn't like your story.
You know when it's so bad you can't run?
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta keep flexed.
Yeah. Walking gut out ass in.
Yes.
MLB playoffs at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, we'll continue our talk about Cooper Rush. Do you have faith in this dude to lead the Ravens to a W or two? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:31 in the AM. Cooper Rush, 7 years with the Dallas Cowboys, had 544 pass attempts, completed 60, just under 61 of those attempts. 9-5, 20 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, and a passer rating of 83.8. Those are good backup quarterback numbers. But those are backup quarterback numbers. Those aren't franchise quarterback numbers. Not today's NFL.
They're not.
So before we go on, because I felt like, who was the backup that was here for Lamar a couple of years ago? Todd Huntley. Yeah. We tried to make, not we, you guys tried to make out there Todd Huntley something that he wasn't. Hold good.
On. Well, he's a Pro Bowl People MVP. Saying,
yeah. We should start Huntley. Yeah. He'd have like, you know, 3 good minutes in a game. And be, oh, he should be starting.
Yeah.
The guy was a Pro Bowl MVP. You guys can say what you want, but you can't take that away from him. You just start off that
I wouldn't want to.
Pro Bowl MVP Tyler Huntley sucks. That's how you started off.
Yeah. Our fan base tried to make Huntley something that he was not.
And then they tried to quarterback sneak him from the 2-yard line. Yeah. Anyway, that dog ain't hunting funny, much. And then the fattest guy on the field runs it all the way back.
And then, so now, before we go into Cooper Rush and what he could possibly do, let's look at what he really is. And that's an okay good quarterback. So, having said that, Jeremy, do you have faith? Let's say he has a start for 2 games. And you know who the 2 opponents are for the Baltimore Ravens coming up. You know, it's not like they're world beaters. However, one of those teams has been in the postseason the past 2 years, in the Texans. And the Rams are pretty damn good. Okay? So, what's the 10 being the greatest? What level of faith do you have in Cooper Rush in the next 2 games? 10 being the greatest.
He said 10's the greatest?
Yes.
And it's from 1 to 10?
1 to 10.
Does it go any lower than 1?
No.
No, it's not that. Like, again, I'm probably somewhere in the middle. It matters who you're facing. And I just saw something. I want to double check it because we had a number that was wrong yesterday. But, yeah, the Ravens are 1.5-point underdogs at home.
Oh, wow. One thing happened. What happened?
Lamar went down. By the way, if Lamar is playing in this game, they're still they're probably a touchdown favorite.
Yeah.
That's how much the quarterback moves the line. And oh, by the way, that's how much Lamar moves the line even more so than these other quarterbacks to understand how good this guy actually is. Can everybody now that was talking about him faking an injury, can you guys all shut up about that stupidness? Or is he really just going, give him the Academy Award because he's going over the top to sit out 3 more weeks to prove a point?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Somebody asked me about that yesterday.
By the way, I love the Ravens this week, but yeah, that's 1.5-point underdogs.
Wow. 410-583-1057. Let's go to the president of the Cooper Rush Fan Club, Rashawn.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, man.
Morning.
Hey, you know, definitely the president, man. You know, I just was voted in a couple weeks ago, though, man. Everybody supported me. You know, I appreciate y'all, though. But, hey, listen, it was crazy, right? When I was in Arlington this weekend, right, we was at the Texas Live watching the Ravens game. And all of a sudden, you know, I was talking to somebody, and I turned back around because I seen all this, you know, like clapping and everything. And I'm up there clapping at. They was like Cooper Rush, you know, so he got a still big following down in Dallas, though. And
no, they were clapping and said, thank God Baltimore has him and not us.
Yeah.
Man, listen, the guy went 9-5 for the Cowboys when Dak had went down that season, kept us in playoff contention, and he got even more weapons in Baltimore right now than he had in Dallas. He got, you know, a good running back in Derrick Henry when he's not throwing the ball.
I just hope he doesn't throw the ball out of bounds if it's a fourth down and you're going to get something. That's all I'm hoping for.
I mean, listen, he was coming right in, man, but now he got a whole week of practice with the first team.
Yes,
now.
He does. Yeah, yes, he does.
Yeah, you're right. That line can protect him, man.
If they can. If the line can protect the athletic quarterback that got sacked 7 times, and they can protect Cooper Rush?
Well, I mean, he wouldn't just get rid of the ball quick. You know, unlike Lamar did, you know, but, you know, Cooper Rush got a good quick release. He got some big targets to throw to. I think we win this game. I know we're underdogs right now, and I'm with you, Jeremy, man. You know, you know me wrong, but I think, you know, definitely Ravens are going to win this one right here. At least by 7 points, though. But now, I don't – listen.
You're normally wrong. Yeah, look, he said I'm with you, but you're normally wrong. Thanks, man. I'm glad I could pick the one time to be right when I'm on your side.
No, it's all good, man. I know y'all lost money last week, man. Picking against the Cowboys.
I didn't pick against the Cowboys. I picked the Cowboys to, well, I picked them to cover.
If they tied.
They tied.
I picked
them
to cover.
That's covering. That's covering, right?
Oh, I thought you meant just, he was talking
no,
about.
No, I said they were a live dog to win out.
I'm talking about you. Yeah. I'm talking about, like,
hey, Rashawn,
it was like will the
Cowboys win this week? We got to go, Rashawn. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Good now.
Man, I'm sorry. I got a snitch, man. Jeremy said that you had a racing stripe in your drawers.
I already told him what I said.
Oh, you told him. I got
a snitch. Everything is recorded here, Mike.
Mike, I didn't know he told you about the raisins.
Everything is recorded.
Mike, you don't understand the way we talk to each other. I told him everything. I don't care.
He probably told me more than he said to you on air, so.
Dry snitching, too.
Nobody, yeah. The definition of dry snitching. Well, ain't nobody ask you nothing, man. Go ahead.
Y'all, I have as much confidence in Cooper Rush as I have if Cecil Cooper came in and quarterback, wow. Or Cynthia Cooper.
Wow, he going baseball.
I don't have no confidence.
WNBA.
Yeah. If Cecil Cooper coming out of retirement from the Brewers and quarterback, we got about as much sense. Yeah, Cooper Rush, man, you can have that, man.
Hey, tell us how you really feel, bro. He said he has as much faith in Cooper Rush as he does Cecil Cooper and Cynthia Cooper.
By the way, I was going to pull the phone screener up and just hang up on him while you were talking to him. So, yeah, don't be snitching around here. No. We'll play those games. Dry snitching Mike.
Yeah, you snitching. Nobody asked you.
You know what he said?
You know what I mean? I used to love those when I was a police officer. You sat him down to ask him about Jeremy.
Yeah.
But before he told me about Jeremy, he was going to tell on Jeremy. Before he told on Jeremy, he was going to tell me Joe was involved too.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you about Jeremy, but you know who his right-hand man is? No, who? Joe.
Whole story.
I didn't know that. Yep. Joe's his right-hand man. Billy in East Baltimore. What's up, Billy?
Fellas, what a morning, man. What a morning.
What's on your mind, homie?
Man, it's too much on my mind now. Now, let's check. Let's say this first and foremost. What's all this about John Harbaugh talking about some? He pitting the best, the players in the best position to step up.
That's all he can do.
That's man, all he ain't do that. He ain't, hold up. He ain't do that to stop Lamar from getting hurt, picking all them drop back plays when he had third and one to be able to just use Derrick Henry to separate all, eliminate all them sacks we had, because you know our offensive line was messed up. So how he setting up people to be in the best position and on set Lamar's injury on the side? How many more other injuries on our team we got to deal with? And on top of that, once our record turn out to be what it is this year, he might be out the door, man.
I don't think I've ever heard you sound this angry, Billy.
He might be out the door, man. Hmm. And I'll talk to y'all later.
Wow, it's short, too. Man.
Yeah.
You're feeling some kind of way. Let me ask you guys a question. Lamar Jackson 2 weeks ago got sacked 7 times. And Ed, you pointed out, man, he just seemed like he couldn't get away from people.
He couldn't.
You think he was injured then?
No.
You don't think the injury is a little bit then?
I don't think so. I mean, it's possible, I guess, but he had nowhere to go. It was like usually there's an outlet he can escape and he can take off. He really had nowhere to go.
So again, I said this yesterday where, like, you got to take the good and the bad when he's making the big plays downfield. And then on occasion, you're going to see him take a sack, right? Mm-hmm. It's like dealing with Allen Iverson and how great of a player he is. He's going to score, but he's going to miss some shots. Mm-hmm. But you have to give him his opportunities. And I feel like when it comes down to situations like this, you know, with Lamar, that he's looking downfield to try to make some big plays, and he's taking some sacks on his own. And I think some of that's his own fault. But you got to live with it because he's so good at the other stuff.
Monday, I gave it the Aaron Judge comparison. Aaron Judge, early in his career, struck out, 200-something times. Still hit 50-something bombs, but he struck out way too much. Batting average was not horrible, but it wasn't as good as what. Aaron Judge learned to cut down on the strikeouts and still hit 50 bombs. And in the process, by cutting down on the strikeouts, he has a better batting average. Mm-hmm. He's a batting champion. I think Lamar Jackson has to learn when to go for the home run. Every at-bat for Aaron Judge used to be a home run.
Now Aaron Judge knows that's not a pitch that I'm going to drive over the fence, so let me do something else with it. Lamar has to evolve to that. There's nothing downfield right now, but there is something short to intermediate, so let me go for that now. I'll get that home run later, but let me get a positive play down. I think he needs to learn how to value every snap a little bit more than he does. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. World is Stupid at 715. Don't get no trouble today, Jeremy. But on the other side, should the NFL find another way to avoid ties? I can't wait for this one. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't play the game for ties. I've told y'all before, I don't care about the stats. I don't care about the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows. I just care about the end result and the win. And so when you don't get that, right now it's tough for me. You know, guess 10 years in, the first tie I've been a part of, it's hard to kind of wrap my head around it because I know I'd feel a hell of a lot worse if it was a loss. But I'm not satisfied. Not that I would be if we won, but yeah, it's a weird feeling.
Stupid. Ties?
Absolutely. My problem with this?
You know, likey.
No. And this is my issue. It's like, if you're going to allow a tie in overtime, then why have overtime?
You're right.
It makes zero sense to me. Just have a tie at the end of the game. If you're going to have ties.
You have an overtime to avoid the tie, Ed.
Right. And then you allow a tie. And it's the only sport that does this.
Yeah.
You know what happened? More ties in the NFL when they went to that whole no more sudden death.
Yeah.
Now everybody has to touch the ball.
Yeah.
Everybody gets the ball. No, it's overtime. It should be sudden death. It should be, and on the first team that scores anyway wins the game.
Period.
You had
four quarters to win the game. You didn't win. Now you got to suffer with this. You got a bad, you didn't win the coin flip? Too bad.
I'm going to surprise you guys and say something I've never said. I don't care. It doesn't happen enough for me to care about a tie in the NFL. Like, who gives a rat's ass? It's not going to happen in the postseason. It's kind of like...
So why let it happen in the regular season?
Well, why did MLB put a runner on second base?
To speed up. Because they don't want it to go 22 innings.
Have you watched some of these teams play on offense? Like, we might be just punting the damn ball back and forth, for all we know.
They don't have it. It's just stupid.
That's fine. If that's
Figure out an alternative. Baseball, besides when they put the runner on second, you play until somebody wins.
Yeah, period. You're not going to be a tie.
So there's no ties. Hockey. You go 3-on-3 in overtime. If that doesn't get somebody, you know, a W, then you have a shootout.
How about this?
But there's no ties anymore.
How about for every overtime we go to, the opposing team, the road team, loses a player on the field? So after the first overtime, it's 10-on-11.
I don't care.
Okay.
How about we thumb wrestle for it?
Yeah. I don't care how they do it. Seriously, they can thumb wrestle. You can have a field goal kickoff. You can have a quarterback thrown through a tire that's swinging in the end zone.
A dance off.
I love it.
You got served.
Ties are so stupid. It's a half a win.
See, I felt like, Jeremy, I thought you would like a tie because you don't kiss your sister a lot. Man.
My sister is good looking. I'm indifferent to it because it doesn't happen enough.
You just said it again. What? You made his point.
What?
You're indifferent. You'd be happy if the team went 0-17.
No. I just said it doesn't happen enough for me to say, oh my God, this is an issue.
It shouldn't happen at all. It's stupid. It's
just like, it is.
I don't understand
A pro
this.
Football game ends in a tie. come on.
It's like the Charlie Sheen thing. I went to tons of orgies. Yeah, dude had to slip in there one time or two times. Winning. It had to happen once. I mean, who cares? It's a tie.
I mean, you play four quarters, you play another one, and you say, you know what, God, folks,
Go home. Nothing to see here.
We went to overtime because we were tied at regulation. We're going to fix this. I was still tied. I forget it.
Yeah, you know what ties are great for? Tiebreakers at the end of the year. Like, that's a half a win, so you can't tie anyone.
And that's another thing that makes it stupid. You didn't win. Why do you get in the playoffs over the other team? Because you lost one fewer game? You played the same amount.
They ain't lose.
You won the same amount of game. The object is to win the game. I mean, that's what Denny Green says. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what Herm Edwards said. Mm-hmm. You play to win the game. Well, evidently, when you have a tie, you don't play to win the game. You play to tie.
Especially, they're supposed to be so concerned about player safety. First of all, it's stupid, as I said. And then you're making these guys play an extra game. Say in the course of a season, you end up in three or four overtime games. It's possible. I'm not saying they're going to end ties, but you go to overtime a couple of times by some fluke. Now you're playing an extra game,
mm-hmm.
and you're putting you guys at more risk. It's like, I don't get any of this with them. And this is silly. And a 40-point tie is even dumber. You scored 80 points and nobody won? It's
like, I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, but
there were 80 points scored in that football game where you didn't have a winner.
But if you did the alternative there and you start going to like what college does, or you go to
which I don't mind.
You do like a 2-point conversion shootout or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you get up on the line, you get one play. Do you score? Get up on the line again. Do you score on that play? And
how about this, Jeremy? I'm glad you said that. How about this? The NFL sets you up at the 25-yard line going in, but there's no extra points. You got to go for two. You got to go for two. I guarantee somebody's going to miss that 2-point conversion.
More than likely.
Yeah, go for it then. Go for that. Do something. Make it more exciting. But
I'm okay with that, and I'm actually okay with what Ed said. If it ends at a tie in regulation, then it's a tie if that's what you're going to do.
Yeah. If you're going to allow ties, then have a tie.
What?
Nothing.
You had an interesting look. What?
It was an interesting runner.
Oh, that? Oh, outside.
Outside.
I thought something was on the music. I was like, what is he listening to?
No. Interesting runner.
Okay.
410-583-1057.
Do you want me to tell Rob or do you want to tell him?
Tell me what?
What?
When we go on camera, what happens to this thing?
Oh, yeah.
What happens to it?
First of all, again, along with ties, I don't want cameras in here. I don't want ties in the NFL. I do not want cameras in the studio.
What happens to this thing?
That's closed every day. Your window is closed permanently.
Yeah. No chance.
Bye-bye.
It has to close once the sun comes out.
Okay. When we do overnights, we can solve that problem.
Hey, the sun's down until 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but the sun will come out tomorrow. We can do it on Friday.
Saying. Jeremy's not here. You could leave it open.
Why?
Because it's the camera angle looking at you because there's too much sunlight behind you.
So I'm the problem?
You would just look like a black blob.
I'm the problem for Rob. I'm the reason Rob can't have his window open.
World of Stupid at 7:15.
Can't eat, by the way. Can't have,
I heard that part. I ain't about the windows. We would have addressed that at the time.
Man, I'm pissed about this can't eat thing. I get so hungry in the morning.
No, you don't.
No.
MLB playoff recap up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.